Welcome to Korpberg Speaks Retirement, an audio podcast about investing in the stock market, financial planning, money management, and retirement planning. Each Wednesday, we help investors at all stages of life learn how to potentially grow and preserve their money from first job through retirement. Now here's your host, Miguel Gonzalez.
Good morning and welcome to the Korpberg Speaks Retirement audio podcast. This week, let's talk about what investing looks like as you get closer to retirement. Once you're in your 60s, you're likely to focus less on growing your retirement funds than answering, when do I retire, right? And once you crack open your nest egg, how should you allocate its contents? The answer often lies in a substantial shift in your investment strategy. Here are some ideas for investing in your 60s and beyond. Preliminary questions. Before you settle on a plan, you need to be able to answer a few questions. These include, how long do you need your savings to last, and how long are you likely to live? Number two, how many years might you be in retirement? Number three, what are your expected annual expenses in retirement? And number four, what is your non-invested income, such as pensions, Social Security, and annuity payments? By having an idea of how much you need in retirement and how much income you may expect to receive outside of your investments, you could then calculate how much you need to withdraw from your retirement funds. Allocating your retirement assets. Everyone's safety threshold is different, but most people appreciate having a balanced portfolio of CDs and high-yield savings accounts with stock holdings. However, a too conservative portfolio may not earn enough to outpace inflation, while a too aggressive portfolio might leave you vulnerable to sudden market drops. There are a few different ways to approach this. One of the most popular ones is the glide path strategy. You subtract your age from 100, and that is the proportion of assets that you should have in stocks. For example, a 40-year-old would want at least 60% of their portfolio in stocks. A 70-year-old would want no more than 30% of their portfolio in stocks. The remainder of the portfolio's allocations might be to bonds, CDs, money market accounts, and other assets. Planning withdrawals from your accounts. Once you have become a certain age, you're subject to the required minimum distribution, known as RMDs. These are annual minimum distributions that you must take from a traditional individual retirement account, IRA, and 401k plans. The Secure Act 2.0 increases the age that RMDs begin to age 73 for individuals who turn age 72 on or after January 1st, 2023. Also, a person who is 72 in 2023 is not required to take an RMD for 2023. Because RMDs increase your taxable income, many approaching 73 might benefit from working with a financial professional to manage their tax liability or reallocate withdrawals into other accounts. But before RMDs become an issue, you may still need to make regular cash withdrawals from your retirement accounts. Some accomplish this by withdrawing a flat 3% of their initial balance each year, adjusting for inflation. Depending on the investments in your portfolio, these modest withdrawals may maintain or permit your portfolio to grow from year to year. Whatever system you choose, it is important to be consistent. However, if a particular method is not working for you, switching to something that does is fine. A financial professional may help you evaluate where you are, discuss your goals and expectations, and design a plan to help you manage your resources. Make sure to visit our website, www.korpbergretirement.com. Our site is filled with educational videos, ebooks, publications, and financial calculators designed to help you learn more about your finances. As you search our site, send us a note regarding any questions you may have about any particular investment concepts or products, and we will get back to you quickly with a thoughtful answer. This is Miguel Gonzalez, Certified Retirement Counselor and Managing Partner with Korpberg Retirement Advisors, signing off for this week's educational podcast.
The opinions expressed and material provided are for general information and should not be considered a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security. Please consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Private Advisor Group LLC, a registered investment advisor. Private Advisor Group LLC and Corporate Retirement Advisors Inc. are separate entities from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal.